From one islander to another, Isle of Wight Radio proudly presents John Hannam Meets.
Delighted to welcome to John Hannah Meets Jake Quickenden. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. You all right?
Yeah, fine.
Good, good.
We're at a great old theatre, the King's Theatre, Southsea, where you're starring in.
Yes.
Pantomime.
Yes, I am, yeah. Playing the Prince. First time I've ever been a prince, to be honest.
Looking at you very hunky here, I thought, well, you must be Baron Hard up the ugly season all the time.
No, I didn't want to put a wig on and mess my hair up. I've just had an hair transplant. I can't be messing that up. No, but yeah, get to play the prince in an amazing theatre. Like, it is really, really, really spectacular.
Telling me.
Yeah, like... The ceiling, I've took a few photos. I've started getting into my architecture while I've been here. So it's really nice, isn't it? It's good.
It's what you call a real old theatre.
Yeah.
Matcham Theatre, and it's fantastic. So, Jake, winner of Dancing on Ice, runner-up, I'm a Celebrity, model, two albums, two appearances in X Factor, and once, apparently, Santa Claus in Skelmersdale. Is that right?
Yeah, that is right. That is right.
I thought it might
that's
be.
The, that's the tip of the iceberg, that one.
You were... a lifeguard many years ago, weren't you?
I was probably the worst lifeguard of all time, though, to be honest. I just used to sit on the chair and quite often or not, I fell asleep because it was really hot.
You could swim, though, could
I
you?
Can swim. I can swim, but I never saved anyone. Like, nobody ever needed saving. It was pretty mellow where I was, but I'm quite happy about that. But, yeah, I was a lifeguard for about a year and then worked in the gym at the leisure centre as well. So I've done a few old jobs.
I know you were at Scunthorpe.
So at Scunthorpe United, yeah. I did that for a few years from when I was, like, 12 till 17. Then I moved to Australia. I played football out there for a couple of years.
What was that like in comparison to British football, really? Because you were a pro over there, weren't you?
Yeah, I turned pro over there. It was a lot easier. The Aussies aren't as good as us, so it's quite good. They were just really fit. There was, like, the fitness side of it, because you're playing in 40 degrees. I really struggled with that. But, yeah, it was great. It's great to be able to go out to Australia, especially with the English accent. Did quite well with the girls. I think that was good.
Because you had a bad injury, didn't you?
Yeah, I broke my leg when I was 16. A compound fracture, so the bone came through the skin and I dislocated my ankle and stuff. Kept me out for over a year and a half. And then when I recovered, my friend was flying to Australia and said, do you want to come for a trial? So I just jumped on a plane and went out there. Kind of thought, why not?
Jake, I love non-league football. I follow it quite closely. You played for Frickley Athletic, didn't you? Bottersford Town, Ossett Town.
Yeah.
So, did you enjoy that?
I loved it. I love that. I think people need to get behind non-league football a lot more because it's great for everywhere that does it. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I really enjoyed it. I'm still at Bottersford. I've still signed on for him, but I never get a chance to play anymore because I'm always busy dressing up like the prince, to be honest. But yeah, I do miss my footy. But yeah, non-league football, don't get enough people watching it. I think it's really important for grassroots and stuff like that. So yeah.
Were you a born entertainer? Was it something you always...
I've always been... I always like to be centre of attention, John, to be honest.
I was going
to
ask you if
you were.
I've always
been like that. Yeah, at school I was the class clown, do you know what I mean? So I've always been like that.
I was going to ask you if you were a show-off, but
yeah,
you obviously
100%,
were.
Yeah, 100%, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I've always liked to be centre of attention, but... I've kind of had every single job that you can even think about and I've never kept them. I've always got the sack. That's because I don't like doing something that I don't like to do. So at the minute, I'm really enjoying the work that I do. I just get to go around and kind of act myself, sing a few songs, act like the prince. It's quite good, to be honest.
So what were the worst jobs you did, Jake?
You know what? I've enjoyed every job that I've done because it's kind of been in that time of my life. I was a bricklayer for 2 years and that was really fun. Like, I got to meet loads of cool people and it kind of... The banter in the old snap room was really good. But I was a cleaner. That wasn't the best. I had to clean. I got a job on the oil rigs and I thought it was something to do with the oil. And then when I got there, they handed me a mop and bucket and said, you're actually cleaning the toilets. So, and the guys on there, I tell you what, I don't know what their diets were, but it wasn't very good.
The ninth series of X Factor, you tried to get into that, but you never actually made the live table.
Yeah, I got two judges' houses. I went to Dubai. So I managed to wangle a free holiday out of them, which was great. I saw Nicole Scherzinger in a bikini, even better. And then unfortunately didn't make it, but then I went back a year later, I had a year out and then went back and managed to make it on that year. So yeah, it was really good.
Simon Cowell, he said some nice things about you. He said you shouldn't have been eliminated from the first one.
Yeah, he had a script, didn't he? I think he had to say that.
Oh, did he? So what's it like? Is it good?
The X Factor is where I started, so I've got fond things to say about it, because without it, I wouldn't be doing this stuff. I would have never gone in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I wouldn't have done Dancing on Ice. I wouldn't be able to do this kind of stuff. So for me, like, the X Factor was great. I met loads of lovely people, and yeah, I got to sing, which was... I only got to sing for like 3 weeks and then got voted out. But it was a good laugh. I really enjoyed it.
You were lucky Mel B was your mentor.
Yes, yeah. She's a Northern girl like me. She's from Leeds. I live in Leeds now. So we really got on just because we had that kind of Northern connection. And she was just a great mentor. Like, I'd love to see her back this year, but I think the judging panel they've got this year is great. So I can imagine it'll do well this year, but I've got a lot of respect for Mel B. She's great.
I know you were into... The Jungle Program. Some people I've spoken to have been in, have enjoyed it. Others didn't want to go in. Was it fame, money, career boost, fancied a challenge or
just,
what?
Like, I used to watch it with my family, and then to get offered the chance to go do it. I'm quite lazy, so I got to lay in a hammock for 3 weeks. It's like my idea of a dream, do you know what I mean? So it was the challenge. Obviously, the money was nice, and it's kind of boosted my profile even more. So, yeah, it was more about the challenge for me, though, just to say I've done it. Like, not many people can say they've done I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. So, yeah, it was the challenge.
I know you came second to Carl Fogarty, didn't you, really? So, looking back then, it was the right move, wasn't
it? Of course, yeah. I had a really good time. I met a lot of great people. Managed to come second. And then it kind of just opened up more and more doors. Like you say, I went on tour with my music. I've released a couple of albums. And then I got to do Dancing on Ice. So, again, without the Jungle, I probably wouldn't have got Dancing on Ice. So, yeah.
That was this year, 2018. And you won it.
Yeah, yeah.
Jake, had you ever been on ice before you did that contest?
When I was like 10, I did a few like discos on the ice, you know, like those parties. But I'd never really skated. I didn't know how to go backwards. I just know how to go forwards and didn't know how to stop or anything like that. And then in the end, doing tricks with my partner and lifting her above my head on the ice and doing the headbanger and stuff
like
that.
How did you do that? Did it?
I don't know. It's just because I haven't really got any fear. I don't really care if I get hurt. So I was more worried about her, to be honest. But yeah, she had a lot of trust in me, and we managed to do it, and it was great. I managed to win.
So when you went sort of to start training, did you have to hang on to the side, or were
oh
you...
yeah, I was terrible to start with. Yeah, I got quite a lot of injuries, my knees, and I dislocated my thumb, and yeah, it was tough. But my dad always used to say, if you're going to do something, do it properly. So I just made sure I put all my effort into it, and it paid off.
You were in a car crash too, weren't you?
Yeah, on the show, yeah, me and Kem. It was snowy, and the studio is in the middle of nowhere, and it was all country roads, and we thought we could possibly drive to the studio in the snow, and I skidded down a hill. It wasn't great. I missed training that day anyway, so...
You a good driver? Or?
Not, well, I thought I was. Obviously not in the snow, but no, I've always been safe. I passed my test when I was 17, so 12 years ago I passed my test, and I've never had any trouble, but... Yeah, that bloody snow got me.
Just mention some other TVs. You did Lorraine, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I do quite a lot of work with Lorraine. I do a lot of presenting on there and stuff, and I've done Loose Women and This Morning, and it's good. I love presenting. I love talking. So for me, like, eventually I'd love to go into more presenting and more TV work.
When you go and face Loose Women, then, scary?
I don't mind a loose woman, to be honest. What are you laughing at? You know what? They are lovely. They've always been so lovely. It's a great show. They've always made me feel really welcome. I just did the show the other day where I was the loose man for the day and got to do the whole show. And the first time, I must have done it about 10 times now. The first time I'd done it, I remember I was quite nervous, but they just made me settle in, and they're just all great.
You've done the right stuff, keep it in the family.
Yeah, done that. Who's doing the dishes?
Alan Carr as well.
Did Alan Carr, Chatty Man, yeah. It's actually strange when I look back and think of the things that I've done. I never really would have thought that I'd have got a chance to do that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'm just really thankful that I'm still kicking about. I don't know how I am.
Jake, you're always in the gossip columns. Is that something you learn to live with, or...?
You've got to, because more often than not, you can't really... You have to take it with a pinch of salt, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't really read anything on myself. I've got quite a small circle. My mates are all my mates from back home, and I get and like I go back to Scunthorpe whenever I can to see them, and I'm really family orientated. So it's hard to read stuff about yourself, but it comes with the territory. You do TV work, and it's going to happen, do you know what I mean? You just got to take it with a pinch of salt.
There was a story you spent ground on your hair, is that true?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Is it? Yeah, I got a hair transplant, yeah. I was going bald, John, I didn't like it.
Jake, is it too late for me, do you think?
It's never too late. It's never too late. You look good, though. You look good, you don't need it. You don't need it.
Right, let's talk about the panto. When you were younger, were you a sort of a panto fan?
Yeah, but I used to go with my family all the time. So I've always been a fan of it. Last year was the first year that I'd done a panto. And I really enjoyed it. So that's why I just thought, definitely jump on another one. It was a really good laugh. Everyone was great. And I've just met everyone today and everyone seems great again. So for me, they're just fun. They're a tradition at Christmas, you know what I mean, to bring the kids to watch. So hopefully we'll put on a good show and people will enjoy it.
I've been watching pantos here since the 50s and they're a great standard at King's House.
Well, this will be the best one you've ever seen, John, to be honest.
I know it will,
just let you know about that.
Are you a great ad libber? Because here...
I can talk and I don't mind being under pressure, so... Yeah, I think if you've got a bit of ad-libbing and you can have a bit of a laugh and you can take the mick out of yourself, then you're on to a winner with panto.
I think of all the pantomimes over the years, Cinderella, which is the one you're in, is still the best of all, isn't it?
It's just got the characters on it. It's got the sisters. It's got the fairy godmother. So it just comes with all the characters and there's a lot of different personalities in it. So I think, yeah, it's always a good one.
And, of course, ponies.
Yeah, ponies. Who's not a fan of a pony?
Exactly. So, looking back on your career, who have you enjoyed meeting? Because you've met lots of people, haven't you? Lots of famous people you've worked with.
Yeah, you know what? I've always been pleasantly surprised with everyone I've met. Like, you'd think people that I've met might have an ego or whatever, but everyone that I've met has always been so lovely. Like, Simon Cowell, obviously, I've not seen him since 2014 until I did the ITV gala when I got announced for Dancing on Ice. And he was backstage and I thought, he won't recognise me. And he came straight over and he shook my hand and said, Jake, you're doing really well. Good luck on Dancing on Ice. And it's stuff like that when you think, actually, these people are just normal. They're just really, really famous and rich. And that's where I'd like to be. So if I can stay down to earth and nice, that's the most important thing. So, yeah, Simon was really cool.
Here we are at King's Southsea. Looking ahead, have you got any sort of real dreams, something you'd really like to do in the future?
I want to do well in my music. I'm just doing an album as we speak. So, yeah, I've been writing a lot of music recently. So I think a lot of people don't really know that I play the guitar and I write my own music. And when I do my gigs, it's all my own stuff. So I'd like to kind of get in the charts with my own stuff, my own music, and just keep going as I'm going. Stay healthy, stay happy. And that's all that really matters to me. I don't really take life too serious. I know this can all end tomorrow. So, yeah, I just try and have a good time.
Obviously, you finish this panto early next year. So, anything exciting in the pipeline?
I'm sure I'll try and do another reality show. I've done a few already, and so if there's another one that pops up, I might try and do that. But there's no plans. Just like I said, just keep doing the presenting with Lorraine and Loose Women and stuff, and keep working on my music, and see where it takes me, really.
So, surprisingly, you're playing the prince, as we discussed.
Yeah, I am, yeah. Don't know how I landed that one.
Cinderella at the King's, December the 11th to That's January the 6th.
Yeah, I'll be spending Christmas in Portsmouth if anyone wants to put me up and cook me dinner.
You're getting a lot of offers.
Yeah. Tweet me.
Can I just say it's a great pleasure to meet you and I wish your career a continued success.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Chill Blazers. Nick Frisby here saying John Hannam is a puppet.
Joining Jake in the Southsea King's pantomime will be Natasha Barnes, who took over from Sheridan Smith in the West End production of Funny Girl. She's also made a brilliant solo album this year called Real. Also in the show, Tom Owen from Last of the Summer Wine, Jack Edwards, Marcus Patrick, Simon Grant, Kaya Rose, Harry Howell and Paul Lawrence Thomas. Thanks, Jake.
Cheers, mate.
You've been listening to John Hannah Meets, courtesy of Isle of Wight Radio. Don't forget to look at my website, johnhannam.com, for news of more interviews and how you might purchase my books. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye for now.